Could you tell me which of these streets are public streets and which are private? Because there's reference in there, the two legs of, I mean, show us where the four-way stop's going. There's another map earlier in the packet that shows the four-way stop. It's under item Q.
Okay.
But you could probably do it on this map.
So the legs are the streets that are outlined in blue, those are the public streets. The two streets going off to the upper left of this page and then to the lower left into the development, those are private streets. Apologize, the technology is...
And where's the four-way stop going?
The four-way stop will go right there at the intersection of those four legs. So
a Cottage and Market?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, so there's only where two public streets come together and two private
streets come together.
Public access ways, I suppose, is their term?
Yes, sir.
And the reason for us having to do this in this area?
Well, when this was built, those two legs were private, and as traffic has grown, it's not meeting driver expectation. State law says that the private road has to yield the right-of-way to a public street, and these two public streets are at right angles, and typically your public streets, your major roadway would be the through movement. So it doesn't meet driver expectation. Drivers don't necessarily know which are the public or which are the private when they're driving through it. So just for clarity, for safety, and with the traffic volumes, it just makes sense to make it a four-way stop.
Would you say this is a good example of best practices from traffic roadway design and intersections?
I think there were some improvements that I would have liked to have seen, but you know, with the different circumstances we had, this was the.
I understand that the division of land ownership and different pieces coming in at different times, but this is a perfect example of our failure to figure out how to coordinate planning and so forth to get a good street grid in before properties get developed. And that road, that shaded area that kind of goes down to the bottom of the page is Jupiter, is Junction Boys, and it goes to North Dowling Road. But I drove down there. It doesn't look to me like it's going to probably take many people. The original idea was to have that be a total right-of-way and come in at Market Street and redesign Market Street, right?
Right. Yeah.
But because we weren't able to get the county and us together to make it work at the intersection of North Dowling, it didn't happen. And I think the parking is, I'm glad you're handling all these. I support all of these, but it just brings me back to the problem we have managing traffic when we can't get property owners and developers in the city to lay out the grid in advance. That intersection, new traffic signal, when will that be operational, do you imagine?
They're shooting to open up this spring at the earliest, so they're going to do the improvements that they need to do at the intersection of Holloman and 2018 as soon as the break starts, and the signal is being constructed now. So, best I can tell, they're trying to get it done so they can...
Because the traffic signal is really important for all of that movement around in that area.
Traffic out there.
Yeah, and it'll help staging traffic when you coordinate with 2018. Okay, I appreciate your clarifying for me who owns which streets in here and what we can do and what we can't do. Is it correct that Texas A&M buses only will pick up on public streets?
That is their preference, yes. They only want to pick up on public.
And so that's one of the reasons why those two streets are public streets, so they could circle through there?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.